Thank you all for listening to One Mic Stand. Do follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page. That is ONE_MICSTAND. Also, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with the same name. And last but not least, to all our groupies, we could not have done it without your support and feedbacks. Fuck yeah.
Apa kabar para pendengar yang tua dan yang muda? Hari ini boleh dengar suka duka satu cerita. 1% rappers Melayu tak mainlah slang-slang. Hari ini aku beritahu di dalam One Mic Stand.
Alright Talib, I feel like rapping today. You know why?
Why?
We have Jay-Z in the house, man.
Oh, freaking hell, he does look like Jay-Z. Huh? Speak of it. Do you get this a lot or not?
Dre,
eh?
Yeah.
Ashraf, intro Dre.
Yo, open the door, get on the floor. All right, today we have Mr. Dali from Ahli Fikir.
Formerly, actually.
Yeah.
How are you doing, bro?
I'm okay. How are you? One mic stand, eh?
Yep. Yeah. Not one mic stand, huh? One mic stand.
One mic stand every night. How have you been, Mr. Dali?
Okay, masih survive. Masih dah 9 bulan stuck kat Temasek ni.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, but where were you previously based before this?
All the while, KL lah.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I actually saw you at KL a couple of times, you know. Really? I saw you at Kuala Lumpur.
And why didn't you approach him?
I was shy. As you know, I'm a shy guy. Yeah, I saw you at Pantai.
Pantai Dalam.
Yep, that's right.
Tempat bersejarah.
Nasi goreng pakapau.
So what is so good about this Pantai Dalam and not Pantai Luar?
Hey, Pantai is nice, man. I mean, it's not actually a beach, no. You think that it's a beach, but it's not. It's actually...
Who's a beach? Oh, you mean near the beach, yeah, okay.
So it's in the suburbs, actually.
Aku ceritakan, Pantai Dalam ni actually dulu kan. Yeah. It's the macam dia punya hub lah before ada so-called macam bangsa terkenal ni. Tempat banyak artis-artis tinggal situ.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, sebelum aku ada Too Fat, ada a lot of artists lah that time. So dia dah jadi macam artis punya
hub, it's like a hub lah. Oh, okay.
But are you still staying there or what?
No. Dah 10 tahun lebih lah dah tak.
So maybe for a start, you wanna maybe let the listeners know how this Ahli Fikir come about.
Okay, Ahli Fikir.
Okay, but before that, why the name Ahli Fikir?
dia punya nama tu yang aku dapat tu is, kata orang tu macam kental lah. Pasal that time zaman MRRC kan.
Okay.
ASL.
Zaman MRRC mula-mula kan gini. Sekali tak tahu lah tu, aku macam nama tu terkeluar tau. Lah, taruh nama Ahli Fikir lah.
So you came out with the name lah?
Yeah.
Claim, but okay.
Bila taruh nama Ahli Fikir, ramai yang message. Message, oh. Bukan apa lah, tanya pendapat, tanya tu macam, wah, nama ni, wah, gila.
Confucius, ya?
jadi bila diorang tanya, aku jawab, wah, nama ni. So, bila aku dah start rap ni kan, aku taruh Ahli Fikir as my stage name.
Yeah, okay. So, that point of time, you were just an individual lah?
Individual, solo.
Oh, you are Ahli Fikir, in fact, huh?
But yeah. Then how about the other members? How do you find all these members then? I think there were four of you total, right?
Total four. Kalau ikutkan the original, apa, satu DJ. The DJ dekat KL. So, kita buat pasal Samsung dengan Mawar ni. Samsung kawan lama. Mawar pun kawan, kata orang tu kawan blok-blok lah. Samsung is a lyricist. Okay. Mawar tu penyanyi. Masa aku pernah nampak dia masuk pertandingan, aku support dia kan. Then see the young talent lah, dia punya performance semua. Okay lah. So bila aku dapat perform dekat Hip Hop Fest, I think tahun 2000 kau tak silap. So I ajak diorang lah untuk perform sama-sama lah, using the name Ahli Fikir.
So you never thought about going solo? You memang nak buat band lah. You wanted to do a band instead of solo.
Pasal time tu tak ingat apa-apa. Pasal okay, time tu tak ada orang rap Melayu kan kat Singapore at the point of time. So bila aku start solo, then bila aku dapat perform, I think aku just ajak, kalau diorang tak nak, means aku have to go solo. So when they agree, then kau mawar semua everything, then we try to produce one song. That's when everything started lah.
Tapi korang start dulu ke, rappers tua yang start dulu ni sekarang?
Oh, okay. Apa rappers tu lah?
Siapa? Rappers tu adalah Syah, the album. Yang orang order pelawak dia.
Kami orang...
Kami rappers tua.
Tapi bukan orang tua.
Yep, that's one.
Lupa lah. Tu member juga tu.
Rapper juga.
Okay, when we talk about rap Melayu macam... Dia macam we input... Dia punya kata orang tu... Dia, aku ada quotes lah. Semua orang boleh rap Melayu, tapi tak semua boleh memelayukan rap tu.
Pak. Oh, fuck. You gotta elaborate this shit, man.
That's yeah, very kan? Deep.
Betul tak dia? Kat MRC.
So, you gotta elaborate what you mean by that?
Okay, bila dia kena... Kadang-kadang kita dengar music rap. Okay, kita faham apa yang dia cakap. Rap Melayu kan. But, bila kita dengar islam macam... Orang tak too serious tau. So what Alif Fikir buat ni macam kita nak orang dengar sambil hayati apa yang kita cakap.
Okay, so there is a message behind
that's a message.
Lah. Because, Rage Against the Machine kind of shit lah.
Rap itself makna dia apa? Rhythm and poetry. Yeah. So kita nak dekatkan dari macam mana kita nak dekat apa nak kata orang tu nak kasi orang yang umur yang atas-atas tu at the point of time dengar lagu kita, suka lagu kita. So kita kena bagi aku kita kena kita kena kata orang tu kasi dengar anak-anak dia orang tu bila anak-anak orang tahu happy suka mak bapak pun terbabit itu kita punya.
But is there a difference between let's say western punya rap and your kind of rap? Is it?
Yeah, it is totally different.
I mean apart from the language lah, the bahasa dia.
Kita okay macam kalau kita international rap dia ada dia orang punya macam aturan tu law dia. 8 bar, 16 bar, 24 bar. But kita tak ikut dia punya rules and regulation. We can drop at 12 bar. We can drop at 13 bar. As long as apa cerita tu, message dia sampai. Lepas tu, dengan chorus dia, semua everything, dia tak rasa macam, ini mesti something wrong. Dia akan something wrong bila orang kira counting bar tu. Ni tak cukup. But why it sounds so macam tak ada masalah. That's what kita berjaya buat lah. Nice.
So kira macam off sikit lah. Off.
Off sikit.
Macam Last Urik punya drama.
Macam Mesuga lah. Mesuga jauh.
Masa kalau kita ikut patah lagu, patah lirik international kan macam. Dia cakap I. Kita cakap aku. Kita dua. Diorang satu. That's why we manage.
Tajwid.
Patah lagu dia tak sama lah.
Okay. And what are your influences like? I mean, it has to start somewhere, what?
Influence macam, okay, dulu macam aku dengar rap yang international is about express apa yang korang ingat lah. Macam, okay, at that point of time, rap is about the streets. Macam mana diorang hidup, semua everything. Yalah, of course, beside the gun and women, semua everything kan. But, bila kita record our first album, aku stop dengar international.
But how do you get your idea if you stop listening?
Based on the music. Pasal bila kita buat, kita ada several producer yang came out with some music yang we have to choose. Okay. Which is right for Alif Fikir punya sound at that point of time, the first album.
But do you like create your own music or is there a ghostwriter that actually writes for you all?
No, we write everything.
So from the music, the beats, lyric, semua.
The music tak.
Samples. Are you guys using tak kan?
Tak, it depend on the producer lah. Kadang ada producer buat sample, ada producer buat their own beat. Macam kita dengar dia punya beat, okay, I like. Macam, okay, aku suka music ni lah. Kita simpan. Then bila datang recording, baru kita perah otak untuk buat lah.
So, now that we talk about macam the rap like what you mentioned, why rap? Why you go in that direction? Why rap? I mean, why you choose that genre lah, rap?
Okay. Satu, aku asal daripada budak DK Barat. So, bila DK Barat ni, kita ada kita punya rules juga. The cabaran dia, DK Barat ni bila kita masuk competition, dia ada satu tema. Kan? So, kita kena elaborate-kan tema tu. Think out of the box. Maknanya apa yang kita cakap tu tak sama dengan grup-grup lain semua. So, itu yang datang aku punya minat untuk macam tulis, macam express kan diri kan. Tu bila rap datang apa, apa tadi question dia?
Tak apa. I mean, why you choose rap?
Oh, music? Yeah. Kenapa aku choose rap? Macam banyak kita boleh berbuahkan. Kan, banyak kita boleh berbuahkan dalam rap ni. Dia tak ada, bagi rap Melayu, dia tak ada rule. Kita nak panjangkan cerita kita, kita nak pendekkan cerita kita, it's up to us. Yang penting, message sampai.
So, it's from DK Barat. So, your interest from DK Barat goes to rap lah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you never thought about going macam metal or black metal?
Dia zaman dulu pernah lah ceburi rock kan.
Rock kapak?
Rock kapak. But aku, rock kapak aku suka pasal lirik dia. Macam at that point of time, lirik dia dah terlalu advance.
Advance eh?
Advance. Macam kita dengar lagu macam Si Kandi Cintaku semua gini. Cara penulisan dia is like, at that point of time is like 80s kan? 80s. Apa yang diorang fikir ni kan? Sampai, that's why lagu diorang sampai sekarang kita boleh terima. Pasal lirik, at that point of time lirik diorang dah advance. Sama juga macam cerita P. Ramli.
Tu jangan cakap lah. Itu dah way dah advance.
Kalau nak cakap reference kan, ni dua aku punya reference. Cerita P. Ramli, kalau P. Ramli, kita tengok lagu dia simple.
Correct.
Lirik dia simple, but the strong point is the melody. Itu yang aku study.
Dia punya dialog pun simple, sebab boleh hafal. So my next question is, so you have four guys, correct? Yeah. And then you have one Indonesian, satu
okay, Indonesian. Mula-mula Alif Fikir start with four guys. Two of them singer, only me and Samsul rap. So dalam perjalanan tu, satu tarik diri. So left three of us. When three of us, then kita receive the one, lepas yang concert di Pop Fest tu, we receive offer from one underground punya producer kat KL, datang Singapore gini-gini, cakap offer gini-gini semua everything. Then okay, tiga orang ni naik atas. Dah naik KL, baru kita jumpa DJ ni. Misal kita kena ada DJ. So bagi kita, it's okay lah. Tiga Singapore, satu Indonesia, kita buat music kat Malaysia. So it's a Nusantara thing lah.
But is it convenient? I mean, some from Singapore, satu Indonesia, but have to meet in KL.
Yang Indonesia memang dia study sana. So ada no problem lah untuk commit semua everything.
Okay. So now back to your kind of songs.
Okay.
Where do you get the inspiration to come out with songs? You know, macam anggo-anggo giling-giling. For those listeners yang, I mean, non-Malay speaking listeners, anggo-anggo giling-giling means not shake-shake. Shake head, not shake something else.
Yeah.
Shake head.
Shake delik. It's as dia sebenarnya lagu ni is a politik punya lagu.
Oh,
yeah.
Politik eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like just follow with the go with the flow, that kind of shit lah. Just be a sheep lah.
Rasa korang tahulah politik mana punya lah kan. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Aku tak tahu lah.
Habis siapa yang tulis tu? Who has this political punya anger or message that they want to spread across?
It's not anger lah. It's just macam pengalaman kita kan. Bila kita upsell, why?
Just listen.
Just listen, upsell. Yeah. Mesti kau ikut gini kan. There's no like macam fighting spirit in you.
No, because the thing is, it has an infectious groove and lyric. It, I mean, not just adult lah. Even budak-budak pun sampai tersangkut dengan lagu tu at one point of time.
Okay.
You're like the hook, freaking Pipe Piper lah, who's bringing all these people and they don't know what the song is about.
Betul.
It's fucking some Illuminati shit, yeah.
So where you get the idea to get that jump hook, that lyric?
The hook came with the bila kita dengar music dia, then bila kita record kan, then it suddenly came out everything. Pasal terus terang, that's why macam something that it cannot be explained. It's only inside the studio. Because I don't plan most of the song that I do.
Okay.
Only kat studio baru aku duduk, aku dengar, then on the spot keluar everything lah.
So now back to, I got this one question. I need to ask. What is the difference between, I mean, the rap community kat Singapore and let's say Malaysia lah? What's the difference?
Okay, at one time, Malaysia is looking Singapore in terms of music, in terms of fashion, semua everything. But kita macam mostly,
we're talking about KL here lah.
Yeah, we're talking about KL. So kita kan so-called macam more advanced. Apa-apa kita dapat dulu, kan? So bila kita dapat, baru datang ke Johor. Lepas Johor, baru naik ke atas. That is how things work.
Because I have this notion that it starts from KL because they have a bigger population. I mean, their music taste and everything. So it's like kita ikut dorang, bukan dorang ikut kita. But now you're saying it's like dorang ikut Singapore.
Bukan ikut, dia punya reference. Pasal most of the at that point of time, apa hip hop memang kecoh kat Singapore, memang man ada club, ada dua club.
Oh yeah, yeah, the late 1990s, yeah, the early 2000s.
But only a handful of us yang involved in hip hop. But it all kat Singapore all started because macam yang buat popular is Construction Site when they won the Asia Bagus.
Yeah.
After that everything spread kat Singapore. Even aku pun pakai seluar besar, botak kepala, orang ingat aku baru keluar jail. Ah serius. Ya orang baru keluar apa? Jangan baru keluar apa.
That's right homie.
Yeah. Semua cakap kita wannabe. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, there was that phase lah. Yeah, I remember that shit lah. Yeah.
So even fashion they take a reference, a cue from kita lah.
Pasal dulu Singapore. Susah nak dapat apa, nak dapat baju-baju hip hop. Kita semua tengok dekat magazine. Pasal kat Singapore, Singapore je ada source magazine yang kita boleh tengok untuk hip hop, tengok apa dalam cerita hip hop, semua everything. So nak dapatkan baju-baju hip hop sendiri susah. So ada satu dua orang yang order tu kita.
Lavanita tak jual Lavanita?
Lavanita tak ada. Lavanita more to rock. Ada satu yang Kak Faiz, aku lupa kedai dia. Kak Faiz tu yang kat bawah, lupa kedai dia. Aku masih ingat orang dia Imran, dia memang banyak baju-baju hip hop dengan apa, Peninsula yang
basement.
Basement tu. Banyak
Peninsula
Okay, got influence there man.
But you have to tell me the truth sekarang okay. This one question.
What is your real name?
No, tak, tak. Okay. You ever wear your jeans macam criss cross kan?
No.
Terbalik.
Tak pernah.
That's early shits eh. That's early 90s man.
Tak pernah. Even aku tak pakai cross colours. Pasal bila aku tengok banyak benda tu dekat pasar malam kan, aku aku tak pakai
cross colours. Apa
cross colours lah, that jeans
macam alienation cross colours
yang
semua
ada two tone punya.
Two tone tu aku tak pakai pasal at that point of time memang susah nak cari even seluar hip hop. Yang ada seluar jenis hip hop is polo ruff dengan Guess.
FUBU. FUBU
pun aku tak pakai. Yang ada memang cutting hip hop. Polo ruff dengan Guess. So time tu mahal. Ada pun kata mahal. So terus terang aku pinjam seluar bapa aku.
Bapa kau pakai Guess eh?
Tak ada. Bapa aku kan besar kan. So, okay. Baggy.
Ya, pinjam bapa kau dulu. Dah ada bottom lah. Sure.
Ada pun kata pun Guess pun banyak ciplak kan.
Okay lah, at least you admit it lah.
Yeah, I mean we are still learning from.
It's a phase, apa? You go through a phase.
Okay, apa kita takkan pakai lain lah. Macam we don't mix Nike with Adidas.
Really?
Yeah, we don't mix. Kalau kau pakai Adidas, kau tak boleh pakai Nike. That is how dunia fashion works.
Interesting.
Fuck, I didn't think of this, man. Yeah. But then again, I got lots of Nike and like literally no Adidas.
So kiraan Nike is one group of.
Yeah.
Adidas. LA Gear? Tak ada.
LA Gear tu dah main sekolah lah. Aku pakai LA Gear.
LA Gear.
Ya, LA Gear eh.
You got the grooves.
But Reebok also considered hip hop.
Yeah, but
fashion lah.
Fashion, but the popular brand is these two lah.
Okay. So you never wear your jeans like criss cross?
I never. Alienation never.
But again, tell me the truth. Have you ever worn like siapa nama dia? Can touch this.
MC Hammer.
No.
This is early shit.
I'm not into rap.
Early, this is 1990.
Maybe the fashion bring forward. I wouldn't know.
Then you just ask me.
Tem tu orang yang pakai seluar yang itu, orang yang involve lagu techno kat Fire.
Techno eh?
More to macam Chinese. Diorang pakai seluar. Diorang start.
Oh yeah man.
Kau ingat tak?
Yeah, Aaron Kwok punya.
Yes. Diorang start pakai seluar besar.
Cemerlang kuai ini. Fun little.
Kita gelakan apa seluar masuk ayam eh. Seluar ayam boleh masuk. Masalah kita pakai seluar baggy lain. Dia nampak macam sedap sikit seluar baggy kan.
But why don't you just go straight and say vanilla ice eh?
Itu pun same timing as MC Hammer.
Betul, betul,
betul, betul. Uh-huh.
Okay. So anyways,
yeah, kasih cabaran lah.
How did it all started out? How did this band, and then after you all perform, and then after, how do you feel getting that fame?
Fame.
Okay, let's start bila kita perform kat Hip Hop Fest, kita dah macam suara-suara lah. Suara-suara, okay, Ali Fikir nama lah, gini-gini. Then kita, time tu kita buat lagu Something.
Kan? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Ha. That was in a soundtrack also, kan?
Kat Singapore lah. Kita start di Singapore lagu Something, then bila kita dapat perform gig kan, bukan Hip Hop Fest, this one of the yang organize ni, organizer from Japanese. So before perform, dorang nak apa? Dorang nak bio semua everything, then nak dengar lagu. So we managed to get the performance dekat apa tu, skate park eh? Apa?
Yeah, skate park. Richard. Okay.
So that's when ramai lah, time tu ramai. Kita buat lagu The Only One buat rap Melayu yang datang semua, okay, kan banyak bangsa lah. So we managed to hype the crowd and everything. Then everything.
So this one is a mixed gig. Okay.
Then first payment lah tu kita dapat lah, kan. Yeah. Then after that baru MediaCorp call. Bila MediaCorp call baru kita perform. Itu yang datang.
So that's when the fame comes in lah.
Fame comes in lah.
And macam, how do you deal with it, Tanta suddenly from one day performing a gig and then suddenly the whole country actually knows you?
Aku macam, okay, bagi aku, aku dah biasa dah perform macam kat DK Barat. It's like, when DK Barat popular kat Singapore, it's like, every month, tak ada pun 2 months once, mesti ada competition. Then, bila kita perform on stage, kan, at least 1,000 crowd. So, DK Barat ni dah take over everything kat Singapore. Even artis Singapore pun, yeah, DK Barat is...
I remember in the 90s was called DK Barat.
Most popular. Sebab tu macam, dulu orang kahwin suka panggil band, kan. DK Barat dah popular, we take over. Kita jadi kebencian orang-orang band yang nak cari makan kat orang kahwin, kan. Pasal they rather call DK Barat. Diorang boleh main satu hari, ramai orang, meriah. Yeah. That is the thing lah. Jadi bila aku apa dah start rap ni, kan. Aku just macam personal punya feeling, ni benda boleh naik ni, kan. Pasal when I first started, I'm with one group called Asian Nice. Diorang rap in English, aku
Masuk Melayu.
Asian Nice. Diorang rap in English, aku alih-alih terus masuk Melayu. So we managed to perform. Itu yang mula orang nampak aku first time rap Melayu lah.
So do you have like people after that often come up to you, minta signature, minta ambil gambar, minta peluk, cium?
No lah, sebelum kita pergi KL, no. It's just a normal macam, aku dah rasa dia vibe, kan. Pasal macam aku pernah perform, even kat Singapore pun pernah perform in front of 5,000. DK Barat lah, I mean, 5,000. Then Hip Hop Fest is like more than that. Then bagi aku is nothing lah. Macam I only want to macam ketengahkan aku punya substance lah.
But do you have stage fear tak?
So far no.
Any stage ritual before going up on stage that you do?
Langkah kanan, bismillahirrahmanirrahim, dah, that's it.
And lepas tu korang semua pergi KL lah?
Pergi KL pasal kita kena habiskan 18 song within 1 month.
For the
First album,
yeah. You got a recording deal lah.
Hari ni dalam sejarah.
And you guys managed to do that in 1 month lah?
1 month, yes. Every day lah, pagi. Pagi, apa, bangun, relax, breakfast, pergi studio sampai pagi. Besok pergi lagi.
So, it's like your work already lah, kira kan?
Ya, yeah, kerja work lah. Time tu, kita tak ingat apa-apa. It's just macam, bagi aku, macam before, then, when apa, the producer datang, gini-gini, dia dah standby contract, dia nak betul nak kita. So, we have zero knowledge about the industry. We only know rap. That's all. So, even terus terang kontrak pun tak baca habis. What the fuck, kan? Apa nak... So, bila aku ini, aku tanya yang lagi dua, kan? Ni kontrak dah ada. Korang nak ke tak nak? Diam.
And how much was that?
Hah?
Berapa?
Apanya?
How much you get for this contract?
No,
the signing
no.
on fee?
None.
Tak ada,
Tak ada. Because we are new, number one. Yeah. And then second thing, we just want our music to be known.
But do you get royalties from... the album?
That is later part. So aku pun okay, aku sign dululah. As a leader kan, aku sign dulu, tak semua ikut. And after that, tu pergi sana.
Okay, but at that time all of you are working, kerja.
Kerja.
But how do you do that? I mean, you need to go there 1 month.
Aku berhenti.
And you still hold, or you quit your job?
I quit my job.
The rest quit the job also lah.
Yeah, the rest also quit their job. So it, bagi aku, said, I don't force. Yeah. Yang setahu aku, I don't force anyone to join. Kan? I did sign the contract in front of you all. Then semua sign. That's it. Semua.
But at the end, it's a group. It's a collaborative effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if one doesn't sign, obviously it's not a group anymore.
Yeah.
But you quit your job, you spend a month there, they give you allowance.
Actually, no, we have to use our savings.
What the fuck?
This is, okay, yang offer kita is independent label. Okay. It's not a big label. Because they themselves have to prove, because everyone at the point of time, KL semua dah dengar pasal EVK. But yang big label yang interested, banyak. But we must, but yang independent label must produce something. Yeah. So we record gini. The macam bidding war lah. At that point of time is bidding war kat KL because of Ali Fikir. So bila, that's why kalau korang tahu, aku dapat featured dengan VE lagu Pop Ye Ye. Aku dapat feature alhamdulillah dengan Too Fat. That is from EMI. They thought by giving me
featuring,
they can sign.
Sign you, yeah.
They can sign Ali Fikir. Before of that also ada NSR, I think so. But yang producer ni, yang apa, kesukaan manager ni, pergi deal, NSR cannot afford Ali Fikir. So left with EMI. So bila EMI, aku talk dengan ini, aku cakap, aku tak nak EMI.
Why not?
EMI dah terlalu banyak hip hop.
Oh.
VE, Rough Edge, Too Fat. So,
KRU.
No. So aku cakap,
they don't make own labels. So
I'm back then, no word.
Aku cakap, aku tak nak jadi yang belakang, aku nak jadi yang ke depan.
Warner.
So last minute, so bila at the point of time, danya aku punya manager cakap, EMI our best choice. So agaknya besok, I think besok ke another 2 days, kita nak sign dengan EMI. Warner Music datang. So case close. And they have beef lah, then to EMI dengan Warner.
Dengan Warner.
And what was the offer for Warner Music?
Okay.
If you're comfortable in telling us.
It's okay. Pasal, as I said, kita have zero knowledge. So whatever deal between the independent label dengan Warner Music, we don't know.
Oh, they sold you off basically.
Bukan sold, they JV.
Okay.
They JV. Because they won't let Ali Fikir 100% go to Warner Music. So we did a meeting, gini-gini. Until dalam perjalanan tu, memang aku belajar banyak tentang business in industry. Kan? At that point of time, tak macam sekarang tau. Sekarang, satu lagu naik, meletup, artis tu walaupun baru kan gini, they can demand like, okay, one song, 4,000, 5,000. At that point of time, no. 1,000. Besok-besok 1,000 tu. For promotion punya performance. So you imagine 1,000 tu.
Split by four people.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot, man. If you are Malaysian.
Split.
Tak lah siya.
Kat Malaysia okay lah.
No, 1,000 tu divide by 4.
Betul lah, 300. Aku tahu. That's why I say, that's a lot if you are Malaysian.
I don't think so.
So
would you do it not, Talib?
I would.
You no, I mean as in.
Oh, you haven't asked the question finish yet, eh?
Yes. Wait. Listen. Okay. Listen. You, somebody approach you to record without giving you any money, ask you to relocate to KL for 1 month and you have to use your savings. Would you do it?
Only for Megaforce Records.
Kill them all.
Tak, but serious, would
depends,
you do it?
Depends. Depends on the age that I'm at. Betul. If I'm young, I've got nothing to lose, man. This is like my big break, like what they did.
Yeah, but you don't know whether you're going to get that break.
It's, at the end of the day, it's KL. It's not freaking Zimbabwe. So that's fine. If anything goes wrong, it's just a bus back.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would have done that.
We took a risk actually. Yeah, macam we the two top song kan, Anggo Anggo and Something. Yeah. We decide, we have a meeting with our label and Warner Music. Okay, lagu mana yang kita nak dulu? Siap. Okay, we try something. Kalau meletup, meletup. Kalau tak meletup, kita balik kampung. That's it. Bila something meletup, that's it lah. Then, anggur-anggur is just lagi kasih tinggi lah. Itu yang kita ingat. At that point of time, terus terang macam, aku tak tahu about dia ada tu, what they are thinking kan. Untuk aku personally, wah ni meletup ni, boleh buat duit lah gini-gini. We don't know yet about the promotionnya fee, semua everything. Terus terang memang rumah tu untuk kita tidur je. Almost every day kita keluar interview gini-gini semua dah macam kita punya schedule memang tight lah. But when come to money kan, it's like damn, pasal
you don't see,
pasal we have to understand JV dengan Warner Music. Whatever Warner Music itu, Warner Music akan ambil. Warner Music akan kasih balance dekat independent label. Independent label akan ambil pasal they are the one who do all the
marketing,
promoting, studio, semua everything. So balance baru kita. That's why datangnya duit tak cukup gini-gini everything, semua everything.
So were you guys like infighting or macam you still tight and then say fuck it, we'll just do it and then after we'll see what we get out of this.
We just do it pasal even kita pun tak tahu dalam pembagian royalty pun tak tahu until we talk about this royalty okay berapa persen, berapa persen. That's when aku belajar sikit-sikit, step by step, everything. Aku tanya orang, aku tak tahu. Aku tanya orang, everything kan.
But every other new artist lah.
Yeah, every other new artist. But the problem with Alif Fikir, kita naik terlalu cepat.
Yeah.
Then we don't have time to do anything else beside doing music. Then, kita ada show, kita pergi show, gini-gini. But the cost of pergi show semua, that is by independent label and so every money, taruh lah. Taruhlah ringback tone lah. Dulu yang terkenang kan, ringback tone.
Yeah.
Okay. $1 kan. $1, okay. Warner Music. So, $1 tu, Warner Music 50-50 dengan telco company. So, balance 50. 50-50. Warner Music dapat 50. 50-50, Warner Music akan
kasih kat independent label.
Then from there, another split.
Yes.
That's 10% for you lah.
Something like that.
That's crap.
That is.
But what if you guys just go indie, independent, without any label, just
run the contract.
We are considered contract satu, then we are still foreigner. Ni yang orang tak tahu. That's why most of the Singapore artists tak boleh make it sana is just because of the permit, performance permit. We must have performance permit. Kalau kena tangkap, kita boleh kena ban. Orangnya lagi strict pada Singapore. Singapore, we can call them.
Oh, we spoke about this, man. We asked Azil, remember? We spoke about this, like how we are so accepting to foreign punya musicians, but foreign local musicians yang pergi Indonesia, Malaysia, we don't talk about even further than that. It's such a hassle sebab dia punya performance permit and things like that.
And tak boleh buat main-main tu benda. And it's not easy to get performance permit semua everything unless you are under label, label will settle for everything. Itu pun duit juga, label keluar kos. Itu pun ada dalam pemotongan juga.
Cam, you still want to be an artist, not Talib?
I already am, what?
No, you're an actor.
One Mic Stand. Thank you all for listening to One Mic Stand. Do follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page. That is ONE_MICSTAND. Also, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with the same name. And last but not least, to all our groupies, we could not have done it without your support and feedbacks. Fuck yeah.
And then 2006.
2006,
if I'm not mistaken.
The metal, 2006. You fuckers are going to ask me this question.
You guys won the Anugrah Planet Music. I think that one for the best song.
Best album.
Best local artist, yes. How do you all go about? Would you expecting it?
Yeah.
What the forward, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, confidence. We already confidence. Know.
First, they ask us to perform, right? Then, normally...
Who performs wins.
Betul, yeah, if you call us to perform, if you want us to sit there, make sure there's something for us.
Of course.
If not, after perform, I chow.
You know, that's a trick, huh?
Yeah. Masal, bukan macam, come on, it's like, at the point of time, people don't understand macam, although we are there, kita popular kat Malaysia dulu kan, but kita everywhere we go kita bawa nama bendera Singapore.
Correct.
So at least a bit of recognition pun kita dah okay.
So you were confident to get both award or satu award? Or you were expecting more?
The one that you were not nominated for.
No lah, ni expected lah. I think we deserve because we work hard.
But how do they go about giving this award? Is it based on audience voting or popularity or how?
Because at that point of time, we are the only group or artist or singing artist that made it to KL. The only one. Because if you want to talk about local kan, I think tak ada lah at that point of time. So
yeah, I can't think of any man. Rami Sharif?
Otai. Itu dah before that. Rami Sharif jangan cakap sya.
Of course.
So you have performed on TV, you have performed on what kind of places, why the shows that you have done? President Star Charity.
President Star Charity eh? Lupa lah. Serius, lupa.
Ada tapi, serius eh?
Aku rasa, tapi aku lupa lah, lupa. Okay. But in term of kita buat sama Malaysia and Indonesia, okay, Malaysia, every state kita dah perform.
Oh, including the northern states eh, yang strict nak mampus tu. Terengganu, Kelantan, Perlis.
Kelantan aku pernah perform tapi bukan dengan Alifiqe. Untuk personally. Terengganu, sebelum kita perform dah kena halau.
Expected.
Yeah. Datang jauh-jauh pada KL kan. KL. So ada several artis lah. Ya, artis ni perform dulu gini-gini. Kita kat backstage tengah tunggu. Kali orang datang.
FO saya.
FO.
Baik balik saya kita. You balik KL.
Go balik. But tapi kita pernah perform depan di Terengganu juga, tapi tempat lain Alifiqe pun pernah perform sana. We manage. Yeah. Only Kelantan is very strict lah.
And the biggest crowd you have ever performed to?
Four. Biggest crowd eh?
I think 50,000. You've done 50,000.
Yeah. Indonesia mana kita opening act untuk Agnes Monica. Then at one time kita time tu Ungu baru naik.
Okay.
Ada dua tu yang apa? Dua perempuan tu. Mulan dengan
perempuan tak tahu, Talib tahu perempuan banyak.
Aku tahu ni je, Roma.
So kita perform sama event dengan orang kat Indonesia. Kalau Indonesia ni crowd tak tahu lah, tak boleh kira lah.
Ya, yeah, kecoh.
Kalau kat Malaysia is a lot lah. Kita pernah perform you know, Sultan Pahang punya birthday dekat stadium. Oh. Pahang. Everything.
And
sabar, aku nak tanya satu benda sekejap. And what performance that you fuck up? Mesti ada.
Okay. Ni bukan kita.
Kalau tak jatuh, lupa lirik or something like that.
So far alhamdulillah aku tak pernah lupa lirik.
Okay.
Satu yang bukan kita fuck up is the sound. Time tu kita kat Johor, kita perform untuk ni Cortex punya concert. Cortex punya concert.
Cortex apa benda sih?
Cortex lah.
Oh, the sanitary.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Baik. Promo.
Cortex lah, Cortex.
So kita involve dengan orangnya concert, ada few. The last concert is at Johor Bahru. Big stage, big everything. Before that kita ada sound check semua, everything ini. Then diorang pun bayar, puas hati juga. Tu aku bawa dancer daripada Singapore, dikit barat daripada Singapore, semua everything. So kita dah prepare, kita dah prepare itu semua. Then when come to the show, sound cock up. Kita start with angguk-angguk. Macam kita tak dengar everything. Aku rasa crowd more than 30,000 kat depan Johor kan.
So the monitor tak dengar
everything. Tak dengar everything. Dia macam dengar bass gini. Satu lagu je. Terus aku cakap, terima kasih. Pam.
Mic drop.
Aku mic drop. Pasal dah dingin kan. Dikit barat dah ini.
But so, sound check
semua okay.
So, jadi the Lady Gaga shit
kau lah. Bayangkan dancer aku bawa kecil, budak-budak kecil tau. Diorang dah standby kat backstage. So bila diorang tengok Alifiqe semua keluar, diorang dah
kesian juga kan.
So bila kita turun backstage, tunya head of engineer datang. Sorry awak, sorry cakap. Sorry tak guna we. Orang ingat kita salah on stage kan. Kalau macam ini buat apa aku buat sound check apa satu jam lebih.
So did they find out the cause of it?
Tak tahu. Aku dah just tak nak. Lepas tu kita
tak mahu tahu pun lah.
Tak mahu tahu lah. I mean done already kan. We cannot like re-perform again.
So you know what, after all these things eh,
all the highs, everything, you have won awards, you have travel, perform, ginting, gedebak, gedebu, semua.
How did it all go wrong, man? How did it all go wrong as a band, and then after that you disband this band in front of the stage at an event in front of everyone?
Okay,
you can start from the scratch. We are all ears.
What was running through your mind? Nak cakap, maybe at that point of time, should I sit on stage? Should I not? Should I, you know? What's running through your mind?
Ni buat kata disband eh.
Yeah.
Actually, when we first album tu, everything, the hype semua, everything kan. It started, the bunga-bunga dah ada macam, it's between us dengan independent label. Pasal, at the point of time, kita breach contract. Kita boleh kena saman semua, everything. Pasal, we got an offer to perform at Indonesia Medan, I think. So our manager cakap it's not the right time. So aku cakap if now it's not the right time, when kan? Then tersenyap kita pergi, which kita tahu
it's a breach of contract.
Satu ni benda tak boleh tipu punya. Gambar semua
mesti tahu lah, of course. Yeah.
Then kita pergi lah.
It's not bukan yang korang perform kat power block ke apa.
Kita pergi, kita pergi sampai Medan. Oh, kita punya poster dah tinggi semua, everything, that kind of thing kan. Then bila kita balik, we had a meeting. Dah don't dapat tahu lah, nak su semua everything. Siap, go ahead lah, kau su aku je, I'm the leader, the rest jangan kacau. So the new manager pun macam disappointed with us. Said it's life man, macam we are here to perform. Kan. Then dalam jangka masa tu, kita dah tak boleh, we are not allowed to perform no. Tak boleh perform gini, we are banned. Pasal
for how long?
I think lama, I think it takes 1 year. Sebab tu
1 year?
Ha, first album to second album lama. Then kita balik Singapore. Balik Singapore kita wait. Pasal Warner Music intend to buy over the contract, Alif K punya contract. Itu yang proses makan lama. Until everything start, baru Warner Music punya A&R call, okay Alif K naik, kita adakan meeting. Nak meeting untuk second album. So bila kita nak start meeting untuk second album, then time tu our female vocalist dah kahwin. Okay. So when kita nak meeting, dia pula declare yang dia pregnant.
Okay.
So kita tak meeting pasal apa, kita tak meeting pasal ni lah tu, kita meeting pasal gini everything. So to cut it short, okay tak apa, kita apa, teruskan lah, pasal kita lagi involved dengan kontrak kan. Yeah. We cannot do anything kan. Okay, so kita buat,
so the band still has to go on lah.
Still have to go on. Gini. Everything. Then okay, dapat perform, dapat promote untuk second album gini. Then everything, itu pun ada show juga. Then the third album baru, then dia dah macam, okay untuk aku personally, macam I am there. The tanggungjawab sebagai leader ni berat. Because we have to make decision, macam aku boleh kena maki dengan label, dan aku, kalau aku tak dapat benda, aku boleh maki the rest. So everything aku kena buat decision. So bila kita dah habis untuk buat third album, apa, the female vocalist pregnant lagi. So then and then baru I have to decide, not for my own self, tapi kadang-kadang kita kena ingat kita punya need sendiri kan. Sebab kita dah go through on the second album, the process, everything kan, which obviously we cannot blame the organizer. Yeah. That if you don't want because of the female tak ada, we cannot paksa kan.
Correct.
So only the third album yang itu baru kita decide to disband. Mm-hmm. With meeting semua, everything kan.
And this was a collective decision lah, correct?
It's agree. It's agree. Everything is agree upon.
So, but that announcement that you made after the show, and suddenly you said, okay, this is our last show. That's it. How do you derive to that? I mean, at that particular point, and not macam press conference or something like that.
Kita bagi when we were promoting our third album, semua dah tahu. But semua dah tahu, even reporter pun dah tahu. But kita tak nak
hush-hush
pasal nak promote. Then that is why aku buatkan lagu untuk yang Mawar tu kan, jangan pergi Mawar. This kan hadiah, hadiah untuk dia lah. So after that promotion baru kita wawarkan, then kita will have our last performance dekat Pulau Pangku with the fans, with the media, everything.
When you talk about being the band leader, did they appoint you to be the band leader, or just because you start this band and you have the final say, or you make the decision some of it by yourself?
It's agreed upon. And furthermore, I mean, it's like Ali Fikir is my stage name.
Yeah,
that's true.
Kan? Mm-hmm. So after a while, dalam there's terus terang lah, macam dalam along the way also, aku pun dah bingit nak jadi leader. Aku even meeting
because of the pressure and all this kind of stuff.
Even aku meeting boss, let them be leader lah.
Let them handle it.
Let them handle lah. Kan? Okay. Take turns lah. Tak sampai satu hari ANR call Dali, aku kena maki dengan bos. Bos kata, No way, you cannot let anybody handle Ali Fikir. Okay. Then I to, because it's not easy. Macam orang tak tahu kan, macam orang tahu macam dunia sedap, dunia cantik je kan. But as an artist, kita kena macam do our own PR. We have to mix around, because we have to promote our product. Dia bukan macam dulu-dulu main zaman rock, memang orang akan tunggu lagu keluar popular, orang akan panggil. But now at that point of time, no, we have to do our own PR, our everything semua. Itu yang.
And how is this relationship? Pasal after that, right? And then suddenly it's like disbanded, and then you know, sometimes people regroup and then after they go on with their own lives and things like that. But they still like macam, but it turned out to be quite sour. The whole saga thingy.
It's bila kita tengok everything that involved with so-called band, it's the same thing. So it's part and parcel lah. Kalau orang nak band, it's part and parcel. I mean, who macam aku sebenarnya, we don't expect. Aku expect one day lah, but not that soon. Faham tak? At the end of the day, we have to make our own decision.
And we have to go our own path.
Yes. So, that day is that soon. Kan? So, we have to make decision. No matter what, we have.
Do you regret disbanding Ahli Fikir?
No.
Or do you think that is the right move to do?
No. Macam, aku tak pernah menyesal. Macam, pasal kalau aku pentingkan diri sendiri, daripada dulu aku dah buat solo. Why? Kan? But in a group is better. Jadi apa, bagi aku tanggungjawab tak berat sangat. Macam as a solo artist is berat.
Do you still get requests for Ali Fikir to perform all the, I mean after you disbanded, do you still get requests? I mean bila from radio,
okay,
or TV.
Macam ni, ada macam ni. At the point of time ada event Dali, boleh main Ali Fikir, we willing to pay Ali Fikir concert. We willing to pay. Aku cakap, Ken, price aku dengan orang lain. If they agree, then we can. If not, we cannot. Pasal, at the end of the day, aku cakap, don't tanya why. Because at the end of the day, I have to make the decision. Yang akan construct that concert is aku. Not them. So, my work is extra work.
More responsibility. More
responsibility.
Work
Because their job is only to come, perform, pam, no, apa kau punya tu, gini, semua, that's it. So, I think dia punya event, event guna semua tak nak, ada banyak masalah kan, aku cakap. If they agree, I got no problem. The latest one is Gegar Berganza 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yang Hadi Miza dengan tu menang kan.
Yeah.
Before that, I have a meeting with them, they call me. Dali, can we have Ali Fikir? Gegar Berganza. Can we have Ali Fikir? Aku cakap, can. aku cakap, if you can get the girl, I only want the girl. Then we go. If you cannot, then sorry. I don't know, senyap.
So why the girl?
And not all four of you?
No, because enough already.
You cannot get any more blunt than that, right?
Enough already. She can sing, she can rap, I can rap. Then I can come up with idea. That's it.
So do you think in the foreseeable future that Alifi K will regroup?
Let's say lah, let's just put it this way.
Kasihlah aku habis soalan aku.
Sebab aku nak simplify things.
Okay, go ahead.
And not make it so awkward.
Go.
Let's say tomorrow you got a phone call lah. Ni soalan kau juga sama ni. Okay, I want you guys to perform and then come back together and you know, just put whatever that is past behind you. Is that even a possibility ke tak?
No.
What the fuck?
Alah, kepada panjang kau tanya kan?
Actually, kau should have asked that question. The answer is still the same, right? Why no? Here comes the 4-point question.
Because after everything that happened, meaning I got no grudges with them. Whatever happened, happened. And if my mistake, I apologize. If their mistake, I got no problem. Meaning I got no hard feeling. After everything that happened, kan?
Oh, I'm glad you made it. You know, you're so gracious in saying that.
Yeah, because for me, it's no point. At the end of the day, you do your own things, I do my own thing. Kan? But to be back together is impossible because for me, it's like, if I want to, kalau aku nak masuk dalam industri, hanya untuk satu hari, aku akan make a comeback. That's, no.
Tak, let's say tomorrow, let's say your band members call you and say, look, let's put this past behind us. Let's do this all over again.
Yeah. I will ask how much.
What?
This is a true businessman.
Yep. Apparently, yeah.
Yep. Betul lah.
Because, okay lah, at this age, and then after, you know, you've got to make ends meet and things like that. We are no more kids, you know, at the end of the day, going to KL and doing something. Ni benda dah established, apa. So, I don't know, man. Okay.
I will ask how much because I'm doing this full time.
So, if the price is right...
Yeah. You can get me lah. That's a... No lah, because it's not easy. First, to make a comeback, it's not easy. Then, if you're talking about concert, we cannot like be performing the same thing as the previous perform. We have to make something unique, something new, something everything. At least one new song to people like come to our concert to promote the concert. Which is... You know, it takes a lot of responsibility. Not only me have to promote, the rest also have to promote. If you're willing to do that, everything, then, you know.
We're talking about producer here lah. The one organizer lah, not the band lah.
The band itself also, they must do their own part. Because you are paying us.
Yeah.
Kan? And at the same time, we also want to see our fans again.
Yeah.
To come, to pay the money. And we must make the concert is, kata orang tu, berbaloi wadi lah.
Nanti PM tepi harga boleh. So what have you been doing after that?
After the disband lagi, aku tak tahu yang kita still ada contract, masih ada contract. Serious bro, aku ingat serious. Aku dah happy kan? Okay lah, tak ada lah. Okay, beban Alif K semua dah habis gini.
Antara, you mean contract the same label or
the same label? The same label. Aku nak all, I can do my own thing. I'm free, freedom tak ada kan. Kali, okay.
Lagi berapa tahun?
2 years, I think.
Shit, that's a long time.
So, after that, aku ada meeting lagi. Ni cerita betul eh. Meeting macam gini lah, macam table macam gini kan. Kau A&R, kau big boss lah. Okay, Dali, we still have contract with Alif K, okay.
But you alone?
I alone.
Okay.
Aku, lain semua dah balik. How about for the last time we record Alif K punya album?
Means they want one more album.
One more album. Okay. How boss? To A&R cakap, tak apa Adali, diorang record kat Singapore, awak record kat KL. Okay. Kalau saya tak suka apa yang diorang record, tak ke jadi masalah gini-gini. To boss, Adali, man, make it happen lah gini-gini. Boss, you want business, I want business. You want Ali Fikir? I don't want Ali Fikir. How like that?
Ali, macam mana?
So, okay lah Ali. Give me your solo album lah. Ah, that is good.
And is this under Ahli Fikir also?
No.
Or separate lah?
Aku dah guna, start pakai nama Filsuf. So, aku buat aku punya album, first album, title Muka Surat 1. Which is untuk habiskan kontrak. Jadi aku lepas, diorang pun.
How's the album punya reception?
Okay. They admit lah, they never do justice to the album. Pasal at the same time kan, pasal diorang punya promotion lambat. Aku dah buat album, dah kasi siap semua everything, promotion lambat. When it come to promotion, kontrak dah habis. So bila orang gali nak buat promotion buat no money. Kontrak dah habis, so buat apa nak promotion? Lagi pun tak ada duit. Tak payahlah. So dia macam gitu je lah. But after that suffer lah, because no contract, dah tak ada contract. So at that time memang so called dah zaman kejatuhan lah everything. Tu balik Singapore untuk setahun, then everything aku fight back, terus balik KL balik, kind of thing.
Okay. So between then and now, apa yang kau buat all the way?
Aku buat lagu lah. Macam
as a ghostwriter ke? As a
satu aku tak suka jadi ghostwriter. Aku tak tahu salah. Macam in term of, not even cakap pasal rap, kalau aku buat lagu pop pun macam dia macam jadi frustrated. Frust tau, macam kau buat lagu then orang tak boleh sampaikan apa yang kau nak. They can't. So I rather I do it myself. Unless you want to feature, tu lain kind of thing. So all this while bila aku fight balik KL, aku do something with Maui. We have one two song that meletup kat sana. Then at the same time aku pun buat lagu solo yang Jangan Cakap Abang Tak Payung kat sana.
Okay.
Then every year macam okay, macam aku under royalty under MACP Malaysia punya. Kalau Singapore is Compass. So kalau aku nak maintain aku punya royalty punya tu, at least one year aku kena ada one or two hit song to maintain. Kalau tidak, the royalty will down. Although yang lagu Ali Fikir semua lama-lama semua aku masih collect, but still aku have to maintain to the certain.
So what is this now? Basically on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Pasal CDs don't work CD, shit anymore.
Unless they really, no, macam even macam Datuk Siti pun keluar only like what 5,000 or 10,000.
But Malaysia is still big on cassette, still cassette juga kan? Tak,
depends lah. Pasal sekarang semua
vinyl lah.
Semua dah boleh
download
semua kan, everything kan. So unless they, you are really some A-list artist kan, they really wait, kau nak simpan tu sebagai kenangan ke apa kan.
So what's next for you? What's upcoming?
Macam right now kat
after COVID lah, kita jangan berbual pasal COVID sekarang lah. Because now you, basically everyone's tied up. Nobody can do shit lah.
Okay. Sebenarnya COVID ni yang buat aku plan. You know, macam last year aku dah plan. Last year aku dah plan means this year kan. Aku nak come up with at least every month one new song.
Oh.
Yeah. So bila COVID datang kan, dia dah jadi macam kita tak tu kan. Kita macam ingat lah, this is one month thing lah.
Everybody thought.
Bila aku balik, aku tak buat banyak benda pun kan. So ni makin ni tak boleh jadi. So selamat
tak boleh jadi dah 9 bulan cah.
Dah 9 bulan.
Kalau satu bulan satu lagu, 9 bulan dah buat album lah kira.
So halfway macam aku ada kawan lah, macam people like Faris, people like macam Almi, yang kata orang tu yang okay Dali, aku ada beats gini. So we just produce song everything gini until now aku dah keluarkan apa two song baru, kenang-kenangan dengan Aku Pendosa. And then this month aku pun keluarkan lagi satu lagu dengan Khairuddin Samsudin.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Tu surprise punya tu, comedy, a bit of comedy.
Okay. Okay.
Then next song aku dah standby semua lagu until at least sampai half of next year. Then aku stop. Because aku intend to keluar aku punya second album Muka Surat 2.
Follow up to the Muka Surat
1. Yeah.
Okay. If you were to collaborate with, let's say, a Malaysian artist, who would that be?
I think Yang belum
Or Singapore artist, or anybody lah.
Aku ada satu lagu which sekarang ni intent aku nak collab dengan Hanafi Warren. Which ada lagu dah almost siap. Then aku pun dah tanya he is interested. Then maybe kalau aku nak buat album solo, aku nak collab dengan Ramli Sarip. Wow. So kalau kat Malaysia, walaupun aku selalu jumpa ni Sifu ni, selalu berbual-bual.
Ramli Sarip?
Ya.
So that's like the ultimate idea lah.
The ultimate. Pasal time zaman Ali VK, I miss the chance, we miss the chance nak collab dengan arwahnya SM Salim.
Oh, that would be interesting, man.
We did. Dah agree, dah upon agree. We did meet him semua kat rumah dia ni. But after that, dia macam dah tak sihat, wheelchair. So macam Jamal aku pernah. Tak ramai orang tahu, eh, Jamal aku pernah. But lagu tu lagu dia, bukan lagu aku. So might be, might be. Pasal kalau aku nak buat ni, I have to do on my own, with my own cost, everything, not under label.
But you're not tied up to any label at the
moment,
eh?
No, no. As you say, we have Spotify, we have everything, we can promote ourselves right now. Label is only macam one to, dia nak ambil kita punya mileage saja for.
What about, have you ever thought of opening your own label?
No, tanggungjawab berat.
Tanggungjawab. I mean, to support upcoming rappers or hip hop artists.
Bila kat Singapore, terus lah kat Singapore, bila aku balik dah untuk 9 bulan, so far aku tak, aku cari but tak pernah jumpa yang macam
potential.
Potential macam, yo, give me something good lah, give me something. Tak, tak ada lah macam.
Is it a dying genre in Singapore?
No.
No.
Because everyone try to be like somebody else, not themselves. Tu je.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Everybody wants to be Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
But there can only be one.
There only one Dr. Dre. Resemble dia ada lah, tapi tak sama.
So what advice do you have, Dali, for,
and your fans, or Ali VK fans, and you want to get it straight before we end this?
Aku tanya advice kau nak, like,
no, that's an advice.
Okay, okay.
And basically ni lah, to like, you know, clear the air lah.
Clear the air lah. Advice and clear the air.
Okay, we talk about yang Singapore lah. Singapore kau nak involve music kan, if is yang parents tu ada tengok anak dia potential gini gini gini, ataupun macam friend ke apa orang lain nak involve music kan, aku advise for now is no lah. Pasal music ni is a long term investment. Unless you think that you are really unique, that we cannot find your style, your anything, orang lain tak ada, then you can. Itu pun tak semestinya akan menjadi. Right now, kalau right now pun, even kau buat sembarang pun kau boleh jadi popular. Kan?
Correct.
So kalau kau betul-betul nak buat,
buat benda merepek pun jadi popular. Buat
merepek pun boleh. So kau tak payah nak angan-angan macam I want to make it here, I want to make it there. Sekarang social media semua dah ada.
Correct. Everybody is an influencer nowadays.
Yeah. True. Itu je. Kau buat sendiri, make sure. Tapi kalau nak buat, in term of macam, kita kena jaga macam rap ni bukan budaya kita. So end of the day, kita pun kena jaga. Dan kalau kita rap Melayu, dia, ni yang selalu aku cakap lah, rap Melayu ni yang pendengar-pendengar dia Melayu. Kan? So dia ada dia punya
bahasa, nak kena
bahasa
jaga.
Dia ada dia punya adab gini-gini kan. Itu kena jaga. So baru orang, because kalau kau nak buat music so sendiri, it's up to you. Tapi kalau kau nak buat orang, I mean music kau, kau nak kenakan music kau to be recognized, to macam you have to do something. Tapi yang the best lah. Sebab tu kadang-kadang aku nak explain dengan the new generation pun macam the kan, they thought diorang ingat dan diorang ni lagi lebih tahu macam kan. Macam aku cakap kan, kau kat mic kau dah boleh rap je, kau rappers, which is not
that's true.
And the second part of the question, that you
not, anything you want to clear,
clear things, yeah,
is there anything
before we go? And you know, the misconceptions yang orang ada sekarang ni, you know, things that
first, jangan tanya aku lagi pasal aku dengan the rest of the Ali VK. So no point. And I got nothing to do with them, and they got nothing to do with me. For me, it's like, aku, bagi aku, apa yang dah jadi, benda dah jadi, dah jadi. I mean mostly after that, incident semua dah tahu everything kan. Aku pun dah cakap pendapat aku semua everything. So you know, korang pun dah tengok. Kalau nak kenal aku, kenal aku daripada lagu aku. Jangan buat pasal peribadi aku. Pasal right now macam aku dah sampai satu tahap aku buat lagu untuk kepuasan diri aku, bukan untuk orang. You know, macam whatever I do is me. Dengan untuk yang apa, clarify apa?
Clarify any misconception.
Oh. Yalah, macam kenal aku dengan lagu aku je. Bagi aku dah cukup lah. Pasal right now, so aku dah macam tak ada masa untuk layan-layan benda-benda negatif kan. Yeah. That's why kalau siapa dalam Facebook aku pun, aku tak adalah post apa benda-benda negatif. It's more to macam aku interaction dengan aku punya apa yang kawan-kawan kat dalam Facebook. Dan bila kat luar, jangan takut kalau jumpa, tegur je lah. Means macam apa, sekarang kita pakai mask kan, kita tak tahu orang tu senyum pun ataupun nak ludah kita pun. Kita pun tak tahu kan. This is aku. Yeah. That's why macam orang selalu salah anggap macam I'm too arrogant kan. Aku macam,
are you arrogant?
Arrogant tu dalam music aku lah.
Fair enough.
Macam daripada dikibarat
orang. You have to have the attitude in music.
Macam kau Asaf. Kau tengok kau punya attitude in music kan. Aku macam kadang-kadang sampai seram sah.
Macam I want to be the best lah. The best dalam, I mean, rap aku belum, aku nak ketengahkan aku punya style gini. Macam at one time aku memang fikir nak berhenti. This kind of thing. But nak berhenti, idea keluar. I think until sampai sekarang aku cakap, mana lagu aku dah hampir almost 300 song.
300?
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. Dan ada yang lagi belum keluar lagi. So macam I got nothing against you. I only know, aku hanya tahu buat lagu itu je. Itu yang, I mean, that is my, aku punya forte lah. Itu je aku pandai. Lain-lain aku tak pandai.
And there's no better way.
I know that we say that this gonna, I mean, the last question gonna end, but since you say that you won't stop, let's see if you stop doing music, what would you do? What would you be? Lawyer? Magistrate?
Aku jenis macam tak nak fikir lah pasal ni benda kan. Macam okay lah, at least I must have something that to can sustain kan. Kalau tak ada music, but tak tahu macam dia macam tak nak jinx lah. Bila kau cakap nak berhenti, nanti kau tak boleh berhenti. Pasal
shit, I should have asked that question.
This is really part of me, no? Macam since younger dia, belasan tahun, I love to write, I love to perform. Macam di kibaran kan aku tu lirik, macam aku suka be on stage. Right now I cannot be on stage, I can be on YouTube. You know,
TikTok ada?
TikTok no, sorry. Itu lah macam, tak tu macam aku kalau tak tulis macam ada kurang sikit lah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dali. Thank for you being on One Mic Stand on this night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, bro.
Thank you, One Mic Stand.
Apabila melihat orang lain yang lebih tinggi, aku pernah merasa benci. Benci melihat orang lain yang lebih daripada diri ini. Aku pernah merasa tiada ikhlas bila memberi dengan harapan cepat dibalas. Aku pernah menyimpan dendam yang amat dalam hanya kerana cahaya hidupku yang semakin suram. Aku pernah merasa hebat kalau tidak setanding. Jangan berangan hendak berdebat. Aku pernah merasa handal. Apa guna dalal, aku sendiri bisa gagalkan guna akal. Aku pernah merasa di atas, yang dibawa aku anggap semuanya sebagai alas. Aku pernah merasa megah, Maafkan aku kerana aku pernah. Kalau suatu hari nanti sudah lupa nama, tiada lagi kabar, tiada lagi berita. Kalau tidak bertemu aku nanti di sana, mahukah engkau cari atau lupakan saja? Kalau suatu hari nanti sudah lupa nama, tiada lagi kabar, tiada lagi berita. Kalau tidak bertemu aku nanti di sana, mahukah engkau cari atau lupakan saja? Mereka kata jangan cepat putus asa, tapi bila aku cuba, mengapa pula mereka yang jadi tak selesa? Mereka kata selalu tunduk seperti padi, bila aku tunduk mengapa kepalaku diinjak bertubi-tubi? Mereka yang kurang faham atau aku tak mengerti, mungkin ku tak peduli ada kata yang menguris hati. Mungkin aku terlalu lantang, maafkan aku kerana berterus terang. Kalau suatu hari nanti sudah lupa nama, tiada lagi kabar, tiada lagi berita. Kalau tidak bertemu aku nanti di sana, mahukah engkau cari atau lupakan saja? Kalau suatu hari nanti sudah lupa nama, tiada lagi kabar, tiada lagi berita. Kalau tidak bertemu aku nanti di sana, mahukah engkau cari atau lupakan saja? Ingin kuluahkan semuanya di dalam lagu, tapi tak dapat ku sebutkan satu persatu tentang saudara dan sahabat dan juga diriku. Jadi yang mana aku mampu aku beritahu, kerana esok belum tentu pasti, belum tentu hadir, belum tentu sempat mimpi, belum tentu siang, belum tentu pagi, dapat jumpa bulan tapi bukan matahari. Yang mana sempat aku bertanya kabar, yang mana sempat aku bersua muka, yang mana sempat aku bersalam-salaman, yang mana tidak mohon nanti kabarkan. Bagaimana ke akhirnya aku pun tak tahu. Mungkin aku tersenyum, mungkin ku nampak sayu, mungkin ramai yang datang, mungkin ada tak nak tahu. Mungkin lumrah dunia, siapalah kita orang nak rindu, siapalah aku orang nak rindu. Kalau suatu hari nanti sudah lupa nama, tiada lagi kabar, tiada lagi berita. Kalau tidak bertemu aku nanti di sana, mahukah engkau cari atau lupakan saja? Kalau suatu hari nanti sudah lupa nama, tiada lagi kabar, tiada lagi berita. Kalau tidak bertemu aku nanti di sana, mahukah engkau cari atau lupakan saja? Siapalah aku orang nak rindu?